Chapter 24, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Why, seeing the times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know him not see his days? Some remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed thereof. They drive away the ass of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth hide themselves together. Behold, as wild asses in the desert go they forth to their work, rising betimes for a prey. The wilderness yieldeth food for them and for their children. They reap every one his corn in the field, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, that they have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains and embrace the rock for want of shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge of the poor. They cause him to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaf from the hungry, which make oil within their walls and tread their wine presses and suffer thirst. Men groan out from the city, and the soul of the wounded crieth out, yet God layeth not folly to them. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguiseth his face. In the dark they dig through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He beholdeth not the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So doth the grave those which have sinned. The womb shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered, and wickedness shall be broken as a tree. He evil entreateth the barren that bear not, and doeth not good to the widow. He draweth also the mighty with his power. He riseth up, and no man is sure of life. Though it be given him to be in safety, whereon he resteth, yet his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all other, cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it be not so now, who will make me a liar and make my speech nothing worth? May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. This chapter is all of a piece. It is one continuous topic. In my notes from the last time we went through this portion, I had it really one paragraph of notes based on Job's comments here. So they have accused Job of being wicked, and the evidence of this accusation being true is: look in the mirror, Job. Look at your estate. Look at your body. Look at your estate. Look at your house. Look at your children. Look at your wife. Look at your servants. Look at the children that mock you. Look at your health. Look at everything and see, Job, you are wicked. Everything about you witnesses to your wickedness. Job has defended himself in the last chapter that we read earlier today. Now he attacks their thesis. He's done so before, but he will do so again because they bring it up again. And so Job will attack that thesis once again. And what does he say? What is his basic thesis throughout this chapter? It is simply this: God often allows the wicked to go unpunished in this life. Often while we are looking for justice upon the wicked, we don't see it in this life. As we heard earlier, a few chapters ago when Job made this defense, and we brought up Psalm 37, right, and Psalm 73, Those two psalms speak of, especially Asaph in Psalm 73 when he says something like this. He says, I saw the wicked. It didn't look like they were troubled in their death. It looked like they were doing okay. It didn't look like they were being deprived of any good thing. It looked like they had everything, like more than heart could wish, and so on. And that's when Asaph bethinks himself, and he turns his thoughts and he says, you know, that's when I thought I knew what riches were. But truly riches are, and we'll see this as we've seen it in Proverbs 3, in Psalm 73, what does Asaph say? He says, truly, there is none on earth that I desire but thee. That's what riches truly are. Job is reminding his friends that the wicked often go on quite some time, if throughout the entirety of their lives, without apparent judgment. But they are the most impoverished of the world because they do not have God as their portion. And so they are truly the most impoverished. And that, no matter what your earthly estate, that is the worst of punishments that one could ever hope to endure, or one could ever wish not to endure. And so Job says, these guys, they're sneaking around. If the daylight rises upon them, they think they're going to be caught. And yet, they keep doing it. They go on and on. They're not apprehended. It seems that they do so and profit along the way. So you cannot accuse me then of being wicked because of what you see in me here, because the wicked often go unpunished. And sometimes it is the righteous that are afflicted, and that's his implication. So Job is speaking some very powerful, very deep truth here. Sadly, we don't have a lot of understanding on the part of his friends. We will. Just be patient. And out of the whirlwind, the Lord will speak to them. Okay, you guys want to be accepted? Then you go back to Job and you ask him to offer an offering for you. Him I will accept. Remember that? We'll see that in the chapter since. Because they had misjudged the servant of God. They had accused him over and again of wickedness. In some sense, a general wickedness. And then as we saw last week, in a breaking out of false accusation upon false accusation. And so Job once again would set them straight and help them to understand that the wicked often go unpunished in this world. My dear brothers and sisters, let's make a quick use of this and then we'll move on to the sermon. Here's the use. Are you ready? Do you not sometimes, or have you not sometimes found in your heart, in your mind, in your thoughts, when you have seen someone suffer under some affliction, have you not had that secret thought, well, I thought that might come upon them. You know, you can't go along doing what you're doing for that long and expect not to suffer some punishment. Okay, let's turn those guns back upon ourselves. Let's turn those attentions back upon ourselves. How clean would we be if those things were turned back upon ourselves? You see, if the Lord dealt with us in that way, how would we ever exist a moment without some judgment falling upon us? It is indeed a self-righteous attitude that teaches such things. Job says, don't be so quick to judge me because of my outward estate. The wicked are often are they without punishment in this life. All right? Okay, thus ends Job 24. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms.